The stories on the High Plains are as limitless as High Plains skies. Tune in at this same time each week for a 10-week series featuring West Texas A&M University students sharing stories and lessons learned by the people of the Plains.
Pastor Aaron Mercer likes to quote Henry Ford when he says, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Pastor Aaron Mercer was born with cerebral palsy, and what that is a mental disorder that affects his muscle coordination. Mercer was told by his doctors and even his own family that he should not be where he is today. Now, I know everyone listening today has had someone tell them that they can't do something. Now, Pastor Aaron believes that this is the perfect opportunity to prove someone wrong. So, based on the interview with Pastor Aaron Mercer, a narrative, One Step at a Time, by Drew Stegall. Because believing the impossible is possible is just the first step. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to say something to my two boys that I was told I would never have, given to me by the wife I was told I would never have, and the house I was told I would never have the job to pay for. Now, I have cerebral palsy, and I am lucky to be alive.
You won't live past the age of 10. You won't be able to walk on your own. You are invalid and won't have a fulfilling life. You will never have children.
Now, I started out my life with a rough start. I was born with cerebral palsy and told I wouldn't live long at all. I soon outlived the doctor's expectancy, and then they told me something else I wouldn't be able to do.
You won't ever be able to walk on your own. You'll need a wheelchair, and if you're lucky, you might even be able to use a walker.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but having a walker in high school is not cool. It was my dad, and he was the one who told me that I needed to take my first steps. He told me when I was 15,
"You will not be dependent on anyone. I want you to be able to stand on your own."
My youth pastor, Frank Gordoa, showed me that I had a purpose. He told me that there must be some reason that I am here. One day, he sat me down and said, "You're great with people. I know God has an amazing calling on your life. Have you ever considered getting into ministry?" So I gave it a try. I started a before-school prayer group by the flagpole every morning before the bell rang. For my sophomore and junior year, it was just me and maybe one other student out at the flagpole praying. In my senior year, I developed another tactic. I started sitting by the people who had no friends during lunch. Just this simple act of kindness led to 10 people coming every morning for prayer and donuts. By the end of my senior year, I had over 100 kids coming out every single morning to gather in prayer. Life went on a little ways, and I started dating around. I remember that there was this beautiful girl that I really wanted to talk to, but we were always catching each other at a bad time. It was either she was dating someone or I was dating someone. I finally had enough. I walked over to her boyfriend and told him, "Hey, you better be careful, because if you let her go for just a second, I will snatch her up." Now, my girlfriend at the time didn't like that too much. But it happened. He let her go and I let my girlfriend go, and we hit it off. And we got married May 22nd, 1998. A couple years go by and I've been the youth pastor at one church and a children's pastor at another church. Then one day God put it in my heart to start a family. My wife and I tried and tried. Eventually we went to see a specialist. Somehow I wasn't surprised when I came up against another person telling me I can't.
"You can't have kids," the doctor told me. "Both of you are completely incapable of having children without spending thousands of dollars on special sessions and perhaps even surgery."
Now, I was so ready to start a family that I was willing to do just that. The day before we were scheduled to see the specialist, my wife came up to me with tears in her eyes and said, "I'm pregnant."
"You won't live past the age of 10.
"Well, here I am."
"You won't be able to walk on your own."
"Well, check this out."
"You are invalid and won't have a fulfilling life."
"Well, I am the head pastor of a church and married to a wonderful wife."
"You will never have children."
"I have two boys, Blaze and Creed." I know a lot of you haven't been through what I've been through, but I can guarantee that we are the same and that someone has told you that you can never do something. So step number one in doing the impossible is believing that it is possible.
People of the Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by West Texas A&M University students. More People of the Plains can be found online at hppr.org.